WCQ 996 monitoring the frequency.
WRVM 934. Typical cross internet phone. Go ahead.
Whoever that was, it's out there. I can just barely hear you. You're coming with a bunch of noise.
WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
Yeah, go ahead there, Paul. WRWB 489.
Oh, listen to that noise. What's going on here?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. A little tomfoolery or something?
I would hate to think that's the case.
Well, anyway, yeah, good morning.
Yeah, let's see if Sam is in here this morning. He doesn't usually turn it on too early, frequently, but we'll see. WSHF 567, you in there this morning, Sam? I think he's going in for some extra sleep this morning.
Well, that could be. I haven't heard about your all morning, so I've been up since 4.
All right, very good. Well, just another day in paradise, of course. Got to put a full weekend. It's amazing how fast a 3-day weekend goes. It's like light speed.
Yeah, I hear you there.
What'd you have for Easter dinner? Did you have some ham?
My mother-in-law made a big turkey. Stuffing and mashed potatoes. What else here? Oh, deviled eggs. Macaroni salad. And for dessert, we had just cake. So.
Okay. Well, we did a non-traditional Easter thing. We had Italian, so I was good with that.
Well, my wife did that one year. She made a big batch of baked ziti, and it turned out pretty good.
Well, it's just about, you know, sitting down and eating some good food. You know, it doesn't matter what it is, as long as you like it. That's all that really matters, in my opinion.
Well, there was the one year my mother-in-law just made a spinach pie. And, I don't like spinach pies. It's not my forte. And then for size, you know, the frozen stuff with sauerkraut. Don't like sauerkraut, so that was out of the question.
Yeah. I'd pass on a spinach pie myself, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, it's not that exquisite, let me tell you. It's just not that good.
Yeah, I get it. Boy, it was windy yesterday, huh? So, looks like overnight the wind's kind of finally let down. I think there were a bunch of power outages over that wind. I seen a news telecast yesterday evening, and they were reporting all the power outages in the three surrounding counties. So, it looks like that's over. I know it was tossing stuff around right and left. So, anyways, it's all good in the hood. Well, I'm getting close to where I need to be, Mike, so I'll wrap it up, and you have a good morning, and we'll maybe catch you later here. WSHM, 738, over to you.
Okay, we'll probably, I might catch you this afternoon on this thing. So, all right, so you give yourself a good day. This is WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by.
WSDQ 996 monitoring.
What are you monitoring?
The frequency.
Good morning, Polly.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. There's Paul in there, too.
Yeah, Polly, I'm still here, but I'm getting ready to depart the vehicle here in like a minute or two, so I'll just say good morning, and we'll catch you later. From WSH. M-738.
Okay, we'll catch you at WFTQ 996 to monitoring.
All right, they're probably, we'll talk to you a little bit here. This is WRWB 489, we'll be standing by.
WSET 44 WQZJ 969, copy.
WSET 544, I hear you, Josh.
Not sure if it is you, but just a couple minutes ago I heard the same thing. It opened up, it was clear, but no audio.
Yeah, I ran into that last night out in the shack with that also. I mean, I wouldn't get the identifier back from the repeater or anything, so I got to believe that's a repeater issue.
Yeah, because didn't we have this, was it a week or two ago, where just you guys, it was me, you guys weren't getting me reading back?
No, we had this issue a couple weeks ago. I just wonder if you know, because it was real windy, you know, he had the holes in that control building in the roof, if he just put a tarp over it, maybe that tarp blew off and he's getting water in there, I don't know.
Is there any chance that he contacted you about us helping him?
No, I reached out and I made the offer twice. about it, and I don't want to seem pushy about anything, but, yeah, he never responded back to either one.
Well, hopefully he's getting it all sorted out. Okay, if he does contact you back, let me know immediately, and I'm all for it whenever he needs help. And you might want to, too, I forgot, I'll make a note today, but text me so I don't forget about this weekend.
Okay, yep, and the situation here, Mackenzie's going to go as well, but she's going to be doing some, how do I say this, mommy baby feeding things on the way up, so she doesn't want to carpool the three of us, so I'm, if it's okay with you, I'm probably going to drive with her, just so she's not driving by herself.
I went down in a big dip and I lost you at she's going to carpool.
On the way up, she's going to extract milk, and she's kind of uncomfortable and whatnot doing that in front of you, which I kind of get that. So I'm going to ride with her. I hope it's not a big inconvenience if we drive separately.
Oh, that's fine. I totally understand. Is Bentley going as well?
I'm not sure. I was going to text him today. I know he's still with his dad after his dad had knee surgery. So I don't know if he's planning on being back for that or not. But I will text him today and let you know.
So who all is going? It's just you, me, and her?
Yep, that's all I've heard of. I haven't heard back from Erickson at all, so I'm going to assume he's not going. Lisa's not going, Jake's not going, so, yeah, I think just the three of us for now.
Okay, yeah, that works, that's fine. Just keep me updated if anything changes, but no, I don't have a problem doing that, it doesn't bother me at all.
I figure we have these electronics devices to keep us in touch with one another anyway.
It is kind of convenient, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But hey, I'm at the shop now, and so I suppose I probably ought to go in and earn my keep a little bit. So you have a good day, my friend. Be safe, and hopefully I'll try to talk to you tonight with the PZG-969. Clear your final.
All right, brother. Have a good day. I'm going to go learn some more stuff and drink a lot of coffee, try not to fall asleep. I'm recalling my days of actually going to training down in Warren, in Troy. It's all coming back to me now. Lots of caffeine. So have a good day, and I will talk to you later. WSET 544, clear and monitoring.
WSTU 844 calling 793, you on? 793, 744.
WSFF 330, mobile and monitoring.
Good morning, Kurt, WSGU 844.
And 844, how you doing today?
Bad, not bad. How about yourself?
Can't complain. Woke up, feet hit ground, so it's always a good thing.
Roger, roger. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day.
Yes, it does. Thank God, finally.
Say that again. Yourself a busy day today?
Yeah, I think I got a few things lined up at work for today. and they're trying to hurry up and get things in because I go on vacation next week for 10 days, so they're like, oh, we better hurry up.
Sounds awesome. Any plans?
Yeah, we're going to head down to Florida, visit our dad for a few days down there. Looking forward to it, but not. I mean, it's already in the 90s down there, and oh boy, not looking forward to that heat right away.
Oh, I copy that, yeah. The only time I've been down in Florida is around anywhere between February and April, nothing after that. So, yeah, we've experienced close to the heat.
Yeah, it's just been a pretty crazy last year and a half, so she wants to get down and visit him. I'm like, okay, let's go. I mean, he's 88 years old, lives on 20 acres and literally in the middle of nowhere down there. So he'll still chug it along. He'll probably outlive me.
Copy that. Oh, man. He retired and have acreage and stuff like that. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. If I can retire, well, like I said that yesterday.
Yeah, I probably got... I'm probably going to end up working until I'm 70 before I finally retire. I got a job interview Friday I'm hoping for, but you know how that goes.
Copy that. Well, we were planning on being retired, this year, but that kind of went downhill. But I'm hoping maybe 4 more years. But I've been saying that for the last couple of years, so we'll see.
First retired, it was only supposed to be work 5 more years and be done. But yep, I'm past that too.
We're worried about health insurance the most, and just how the economy is up and down, stuff like that.
Mine is, how do I say, boredom. I can't sit too long. I gotta always be going, so the wife gets it. I can chase the dollar now because I have the health care, so it makes it a little more interesting.
Yeah, copy that. Well, the wife hasn't worked in, God, it's been a long time. She's had some health issues, and but that she wants to go back to work, so I don't know. She can find something to do where she doesn't have to put too much strain on her back and her legs. It'll do.
Yeah, my wife, she pretty much quit working 2020, 2021. I told her, you don't have to work if you don't want to. You did your job, you raised a kid, you know, plus work and everything. Enjoy yourself. So that's where we're going with it. I basically work to fund whatever she wants to do.
Copy that. Yeah, same here. But, I really don't want her to work. But, yeah, I guess we could use some help with the money. But, I don't know.
One of those things, you know, I mean, I always tell her, I don't know nothing else but work. I don't know how to take a vacation. I don't know how to relax. I said, it's just something she's going to have to deal with because that's just who I am, and her dad's a lot like that. So, it's like, deal with it.
Yeah, that's how her dad was. And both my parents had to take medical retirement, so But yeah, I could sit for a while, but yeah, then I'd have to do something. But now I've got plenty of work done to do around my place. So, but I'm at the workplace, parked in my parking spot, so I'm going to let you go. Good talking to you, Kurt, and motor safe. Have a great day, and maybe we'll talk to you on the other side. So WSGU 844 will be clear after your final.
D844, try to have a decent day at work. We will talk to you later. Try to enjoy the day. WSFF330. We're monitoring.
Roger, roger, you too.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WSGH 922, monitoring.
WSAA 336, WSBM 93, Lady Chuck.
Good morning, how are you doing today?
Yeah, man, I haven't heard you out here lately. You haven't been on lately, or have you been out here? Now they're trying to come in, there is, go ahead. I guess not, but there's some interference coming in. What were you saying, Chuck? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that's quite all right. I was busy over at my mom's place and then moving her over here, so I knew I'd be off for a little bit. I probably should have gave you a warning on that. But anyway, did you end up going to that Skylink? Is that what it was called?
Skywarn weather spotting up thing. No, I didn't end up going, no. I was going to, but I didn't end up going, no. Probably wait for another one to come around, and then I'll probably go to one again, probably, I don't know. But no, I didn't end up going to it.
Yeah, I didn't think about it until after it was all over, and I said, oh, crap, you know. I talked to you about it, and then I hadn't been on or anything, so it kind of slipped my mind over.
Roger that, yeah, and like I said, I hadn't heard from you for a little bit, and I was kind of getting worried about you, but I'm glad to hear from you, man, definitely. Did you have a good Easter and everything, or?
Yeah, everything went great. My mom was a little bit under the weather, but we had a good time, and everything went good. How about you?
Awesome, that's good to hear. Yeah, I did pretty good, yeah. Went over to my mom's and stuff for Easter dinner and stuff and hung out and stuff. So, yeah, it was pretty decent.
Yeah, I've been working on, I got the DB20, and I've been working on the programming. I got it pretty much all done except for a couple questions I have on certain things. Can you tell me if you're in a different area and you switch to a different tone, does it show you the station that you're on, as far as the name of it, or do you have to name them over?
Are you talking about in reference to the channel or the frequency, or are you talking about, to where you can program it to like put in like Saginaw or Bay City or something like that. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, exactly. how do you know what frequency is to what repeater? Like, what is the Bay City repeater and Midland, if they have one, you know, that kind of stuff. Over.
I think you just, I guess I'm not really sure, to be honest. To be totally honest with you, I guess I'm not really sure. That would probably be a good question for probably Jack or Dave. WRUG488 or 793 Dave out here. One of those would probably be able to better equip you with the answer to that, because I don't really know how to really answer that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, roger that. I've been talking with Dave a little bit, and he told me he'd help me where I needed it. But do you travel to Bay City?
Yeah, I travel to Bay City occasionally from time to time and whatnot. Yeah, there's the Bay City repeater, Saginaw repeater, Flint, Detroit, Mount Clemens, Sheboygan. I think there's a couple other ones out there. Mayville. Those are them are all the main ones that I just named there. Definitely, yep, for sure.
Yeah, I'm familiar with some of them, and I looked it up online, but I couldn't find any, like, tones, like 462 and then the next three digits. Reference to any particular repeater. What is the Bay City repeater number, do you know?
Not right offhand. I can look it up here for you in just a second and I can tell you. WSBM 993 for radio identification. I can look it up here in just a second and tell you what it is. I can, from Saginaw here, from where I'm located here at my house, I could hit the Saginaw repeater and the Mayville repeater on all my radios. Unfortunately, I can't hit the Bay City repeater for whatever reason, but which is weird. But yeah. So, have you ever tried the Mayville repeater?
No, I haven't. But when I'm traveling towards Midland. So I didn't, like, scan through any channels or anything to see what they were. I just thought I'd maybe find out what, because Saginaw repeater, well, at least on my handheld, does not reach any farther than about maybe just past Freeland. Over.
Comment.
Roger that. The breaking station for comment. Go ahead, WSBM 993 on standby.
Yeah, Chuck, this is WSGH 922. Your question you asked about the repeaters and what frequencies, go on to mygmrs.com and hit the map, and it'll say, they want to see where your location is, say allow, and then zoom into the various area that you'd like to see, like Bay City, is they're all 462, Bay City 625, Saginaw is 575, and the PL is all 141.3.
Thanks for that, 992. This is WSAA 336. Yeah, I appreciate that. I've really had no luck at all going into them. I go into it, and I click on a county, and then I do not find any numbers that correspond with the 462. Over.
Well, like I said, if you go on the mygmrs.com app and click on the map, it will ask you for you to give your location, and then the map will pull up, and you'll be able to see all the repeaters in the area. And your other question was how to program that on the radio. And if you have the software downloaded from Radiodity, you have a spot on there where you can input the name of the repeater on your software, and then you can obviously load that into your radio. And then there is a setting on your radio that will either display the name or the frequency. Back to you.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought I had to program them in. I did all the GMRS repeater ones, the GMRS and the FRS. I just got them all logged in here so it shows on my radio. Yeah, so that's very helpful. Thanks, Greg. And this is WSAA336.
Yeah, no problem, Chuck. I just heard you guys talking, so I figured I'd pipe in there. Anything else, let me know. WSGH922 will be clear.
Roger that. I'm glad you jumped in there. That's very helpful. Thank you very much. What do you got, Chad?
WSDM993, go ahead, Chuck. Yeah, I'm glad Greg could help you out there for sure, definitely.
Well, I got to start my day now, so I'll try to jump in here later. This is WSAA336 going out. Over.
Roger that, Chuck. All right, man. Well, you have yourself a good Tuesday, and we'll definitely do it again, man. It was good hearing from you. Good talking with you. You enjoy the rest of your day, and hope all goes well. WSBM993, clear and monitoring the frequency.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WSDU 202, mobile and monitoring.
WSHW-556 monitoring.
WSDH-922 monitoring.
WRPD-448 monitoring.
448, WRZP-544. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning. Let me see if I can find a quick here. How are you? Do you copy, Bob?
Systems go here, brother. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm going to go upstairs to the basement.
So some reason, Kurt, you're broken and unreadable this morning. Copy? We'll try it again in a few here, Kurt. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WRPV 448, I am on my base. How do I read?
Don't know. Can you read? Yanking your chain. I have you Lima Charlie now, brother.
Copy that. I was downstairs on my HT in my living room, and apparently I wasn't getting a good signal today.
Some days it's that way with the old HT. I can appreciate that, brother. Well, everything's good here. Got my home health aide in here taking care of me this morning, so all systems go.
Well, very good. Won't keep you long. I just wanted to get out there. I hadn't been out in a little while. Real quickly, how's the recovery efforts over in your neck of the woods? Things starting to get back to normal at all?
I'm talking with other members, i.e. at the grocery store, the town hall. Not many people are left without power. I think the number's down to under 6,000 up here. Recovery efforts continue. Things slowly get back to normal, Roger.
Well, copy that. Godspeed and all the good stuff. I'm waiting for it to warm up a little bit down here. It's going to shape up to be a nice couple days. I'm going to go out and try to walk and get my health back. And other than that, I don't have a whole lot more to add. It's good to talk with you on the radio again. This is WRPV 448, Kurt, Groveland Township. I'm clear on your final. It's great to talk with you, man.
Yes, sir. Pleasure on this end as well there, Kurt. You and yours be safe, and hope your recovery goes well. We'll do it again. WRZP 544, clear and monitoring the frequency.
WSGH 922 monitoring. WSFM 330, mobile and monitoring. WSGH 922, mobile monitoring.
WIUG 488, WRZP 544. One more time. WRZP 544, WIUG 488. Jack, you by the frequency?
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring, Saginaw County.
WSGH-922, mobile and monitoring.
WRCP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Station 544 from WSGH 922.
922, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bob. How are you doing today? I just wonder how you're hearing me here on this HTML mobile.
Keep doing what you're doing there, brother. You are Lima Charlie, and most definitely 5x5 with great modulation.
Okay, roger that. Appreciate you come back, Bob. Hope all is well up your way. Every day is probably getting a little bit better for you after all that devastation you guys had up there. Hopefully things are getting back to normal for you.
Roger that. All systems go here at Redbird LZ. Power's been on for a while. Slowly but surely, things get back to normal here. I've got a wood situation I need to deal with. I've got everything cut up and need to get it stacked and then get the brush hauled out of here. So, yeah, slowly but surely, things getting back to normal up here in the North Country.
Yeah, roger that. Well, good to hear you. Good to hear you, Bob. So, yeah, I just wanted to reach out and see if I was making it out there good. I haven't been on the HT in a while, so. All right, sir. Well, you have a good day. We'll chat with you later. WSGH-922 will be clear in your final.
Roger that, sir. Always a pleasure on this end. You and yours, enjoy the rest of your day, and I'm sure we'll do it again. WRZP 544, clear and monitor.
WSHW-556, how's it going today, 993?
Hey there, Shane, doing okay out here in Bay County right now, currently, mobile. Doing okay, pretty nice and sunny out this way. Seems to be a pretty decent day so far. How's your day going for you?
So far so good, just finishing up my lunch hour for the day before I go back to work.
Hey Roger, if you don't mind me asking, what kind of work do you do?
I work for breakers over on Owens Road here in Saginaw. I help them tear down cars, and if they have me doing other stuff, I'm helping customers.
Copy that, that's cool, that's the old, kind of thing that you name it, like the RPM junkyard there, right, on Owens?
Yeah, it is, they were bought out by Breakers a while back, and they're still basically doing the same exact thing RPM did, it's just a different company, different name.
Copy that. Well, that's cool, man. You like it over there? You like doing what you do over there?
Absolutely. It's actually, well, a lot easier than I was thinking it would be. For the most part, I just tear cars down for their parts. I was working on one earlier and had to take a bunch of stuff off of it, but Outside of that, it's fairly easy so far.
Copy that. How are we sounding over your way today out here mobile in Bay County? We sounding okay? Coming in pretty decent?
Been loud and clear over this way.
Hey, copy that. Yeah, same to you as well. Sounding the same also.
Yeah, it's definitely nice when the weather supports decent long-range contact. I know yesterday the wind was so bad that it was messing with my antenna, so I couldn't really seem to get out very well.
You said you were having difficulties reaching out yesterday due to the wind, you said?
Yeah, the wind was causing my small tower outside to kind of sway. I got to put some guidelines on it to kind of help keep it from doing that. Not a very big tower, but it's big enough that I occasionally get letters from the trailer park I live at about it, not requiring me to take it down. They just don't really like it very much.
Yeah, copy that. I hear ya. Well, hopefully we'll get it all figured out and situated. It shouldn't be too bad or whatever. But, yeah, man, appreciate you reaching out or whatever and whatnot. Enjoy the rest of your lunch break before you got to head back to work. It was always good talking with you. Like I said, thanks for reaching out. I'll definitely do it again. But until then, you take care and have yourself a good rest of your day, and maybe we'll talk again later or something. WSDM 993 clear and monitoring mobile at your final.
Hey, you as well. It's always good talking to you. But, yeah, I'm on my way back right now, so hopefully you have a good rest of your day. Be safe out there. And I'll talk to you again soon. WSHW 556, clear and monitoring.
WSDM 993 monitoring.
WSGH 922 monitoring.
Yeah, only certain accounts, correct, yes. That's if you decided to go that route.
Well,
you're not making it.
WR-WX221, mobile monitoring.
WSHW-556, monitoring.
WSGG-772, monitoring.
Afternoon, 72, WRZP-544, Bob here in Sheboygan County.
772, monitoring Rochester Hills.
Top of the afternoon to you there, 772, WRZP-544, Bob in Sheboygan County, sir.
Hey, Mr. Sheboygan County, you're coming in loud and strong. Over.
I have you the same here, loud and clear. Very little popcorn in your transmission, so all systems go there. What kind of rig you running, over? WRZP-544, clear, monitoring.
Roger
that. Keep doing what you're doing down there. You sound good, sir. WRZP-544, clear, monitored on your flight.
This is WSGG-772, now in Shelby Township, monitoring. Over.
WSFF-330 mobile.
WSHW-556, I can hear you loud and clear.
Thank you very much. I have a new mobile radio in the Jeep here. I just wanted to test it out.
Well, it's serving you well because you're coming in loud and clear. Not hearing any static, no background noise, nothing. Sounded perfectly good.
Hey, buddy, thank you very much. This is WRZQ-432. We're clear and monitoring.
WRVG-829 for WSTC-647.
WSFT 308, mobile and monitoring.
WSUI 438.
WSHW 556, mobile and monitoring.
556, WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, over.
Coming in crystal clear.
Yeah, you're making a good trip there yourself. Good modulation. Where are you at there, brother?
Yeah, just got out of work out here in Saginaw County.
Roger that. No, well, I often travel down to the VA hospital down there. Well, keep doing what you're doing there. That mobile sounds good, my friend. Have a good one. Travel safe. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Claire, monitoring on your final, sir.
It's good to hear from you. Be safe out there. Have a good rest of your evening, and hope to talk to you again sometime soon. WSHW 556, clear and monitoring.
WSAY 665. Richard, you in range yet?
WSGG 772, Shelby Township, monitoring. WSGI 432, mobile and monitoring.
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring.
WSET 544, WQZJ 969, copy. WSET 544 WQZJ 969, copy. WSET 544 WQZJ 969, copy.
WSHR 566 to 844. WSHUR 566 to 844.
This is WSDG 444. Can I get a radio check?
You're loud and clear.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. WSDG 444, clear.
WSEU 202 monitoring.
WSOZ 793 monitoring for a bit. WSOZ 793, real quick radio check.
WSHW 556, read you loud and clear.
Alright, 556, appreciate it. Wanted to make sure I had this set together all there and doing what he's gonna do. Appreciate it again. You're sounding good to yourself. Have a good day. WSOZ 793 monitoring.
Yeah, not a problem at all.
WSGH 922 monitoring.
Good evening, time 922. Greg. WSOZ 793.
Oh, hello there, Dave. Haven't heard you in a while. How you doing?
I'm doing about as good as can be. Yeah, I have. I've been busy doing a lot of things, cleaning and this and that, and get in here and just get tired of turning the radio on sometimes, and a couple times I turned it on, call my letters out there, nobody answered, so I turned it back off. But Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I've been playing around on the other side a little bit, so been having fun talking on 10 meters a little bit.
Oh, really? 10 meters opened up?
That's been off and on. It comes and goes, but not, it hasn't been, I wouldn't say open, wide open, but I've got probably, I don't know, 20 or so contacts in the last week.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, you're going to find sometimes, man, it's going to open wide where you're going to have signals coming in from all other countries and UK and Jamaica and all kinds of stuff coming in there. What mode are you running, up at sideband?
Yep, upper sideband.
Yeah, Roger.
A lot of east.
Yep, I'm standing around the ham bands on my communications receiver. Always like to check, 10, between 28.4 and 28.6. Mostly it's all upper sideband. There's a few FM stations out there, but I really don't get anything unless the conditions are right. Okay.
Yeah, Roger that. I just got a little they call it a ham stick stuck in the ground with some ground radials, and I got a Yaesu pushing 100 watts. So I hit Brazil, Chile, and Jamaica the other day. So I was pretty amazed.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, Penn, yeah, you'd be amazed. Are you able to go down to 20, 40, and 80 and stuff there, too, or just 10?
I could, but I just listen. I can't talk, and the only thing I can talk on is 6 and 10 meter as a tech.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, if you listen to 20 and 80 and stuff, you know, they get the distance, but... 10, the cool thing about 10 is 10 opens up. You get out like I said, to other countries and stuff like that, and they come in like they're right next door to you. 10 meters is a cool band when it's open there, okay?
Yeah, Roger that. I guess I haven't really seen it open, I guess. Yet to be seen, but I did hear New Zealand, and just today, a little bit ago, I heard Scotland, but I couldn't reach them. Everything seems to be, my signal seems to be going on the West Coast, then Oregon, and a lot in California, Mexico, Brazil, British Virgin Islands, down that way.
Yeah, Roger. Well, on that band, propagation can be different in areas. Like New Zealand and all of them can be, propagation could be bringing them this way, but propagation on this end won't be bringing them that way, bringing you that way. It's just bringing you, it all depends, you know, like you said, the propagation you were on, well, when you were on, was taking you to the West Coast. Wasn't taking you out to the other countries there. But it's still the cool thing about it. What's the maximum legal limit you can run on that band?
Wattage-wise, I think it's 1,500 watts as a tech. I don't know if it changes if you're a general or not, honestly. But my radio is only capable of pushing 100 watts. I'd have to get an amplifier or something to do that.
Get a license!
Yeah, Roger that. Oh, there you go, man, 1,500. You should do pretty good on 100. I know a lot of people run up 10, run on 10 just 100 watts, and do pretty well there. You know, 1,500 I think is the maximum limit, no matter what license you hold there. Okay.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, it's been fun though. It's I don't know if you ever thought about it. Sounds like you know a lot about the HF side. So, anyways, I'm gonna back out of here and. and that was good talking with you, Dave. We'll chat again for sure. WSGH 922 will be clear on your final.
Yeah, Roger. Well, like I said before, man, anything HF, you can ask me about. That's where I cut my teeth at, and that's where, you know, I did a lot of, you know, messing around on. But up here, it's a totally different story. I'm still learning about repeaters and what have you and everything. But well, I'm glad you're having fun with it, man. That sounds cool, man. It can be fun, especially 10 meter, I'll tell you that. But, all right, very good. Let you get on with your business there, Greg, and we'll talk to you later, and hope your Easter was good, and hope you have yourself a good rest of the day there. You're sounding good through the repeater, sounding excellent. WSOZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
Get out of here, man.
Breaking out there. You're coming through, but your modulation's really low.
That's the U202.
I hear a 202 out there. WSFZ 793.
What's going on, my brother?
I don't know. Somebody needs some gas X or something there, Roger.
Blah, blah, blah. Whiskey 10 Charlie Zebra 10 mobile monitoring.
WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 10.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, page WSBM 993 mobile, copy. Go ahead.
How are you doing this evening?
Not too bad, I guess. How are you doing? You heading into work?
Just on my way back in from Midland, on my way home, or am I? I'm over on Brockway coming up on Gratiot.
Hey, Roger that. How did your friend end up making out on her surgery or her procedure or whatever she had done or whatever he had done? Did they do okay? Did everything work out okay?
Everything went well, thanks.
Roger that. Well, that's good to hear. We got to work the other job tonight, or you got it off tonight?
No, off tonight. I got two driving jobs in the morning, and I go back to the regular job tomorrow night.
Copy that. Those Motorola radios that I told you that I had that I wanted you to check into or whatever, you still think we could look into checking those out and seeing if those can be programmed for GMRS?
Yeah, in the back of the radio, I'll probably check into by the fins there in the back, by the heat sinks. There should be a sticker. You're talking about mobiles or portables?
I have two handhelds, XPR, whatever they are, something, Motorola XPRs or something, handhelds. And then I have a Motorola mobile XPR or something, I think it is, as well.
So WIGG 959.
959,
no,
stand by 1 second there. Hey, can you send me a picture of the labels with the model numbers on the portables and on the mobile? I'll look into that for you. 959, go ahead.
Hey, Chad, you got Motorola in your whole mind on this?
Yeah, I got some Motorolas that I've had for a couple of years. Well, actually for quite a long time, actually. They're UHF, they were, I don't know, Moto Turbo or something. I don't know what they are, but they used to go through a repeater back in the day when I had them hooked up, but it's been some years. But yeah, I have a couple of them, yeah.
Well, Your Honor, there are certain people in the ham world that are very, very possessive of their Motorolas and love to get their hands on them when they can. So you might be holding on to a small fortune there, so don't go give them away. Like you said, I know a couple of guys on the ham side that deal only and will only deal with Motorolas. And they can be programmed, and they can be very manipulated. And they're very powerful, and they're very good. They're very good radios. So, just a heads up there. Just don't be giving them away.
So I don't think I was really necessarily going to, sell them or get rid of them or whatever. I wanted to see if I can get them programmed. I want to see if I can get them programmed to work for GMRS, if it can be done, which, I mean, I'm pretty sure it can be. But if I can get anywhere with it and it can be done, I might do it. And then if I don't happen to do it, then maybe I might, I don't know, let them lay around, or I might just put them up for sale. But I wouldn't even know what to even sell them for, actually, so if I did put them up for sale.
you can get an eyeball price on a price if you want to sell them to see what other people are selling those particular radios at on eBay. WRCY565 has Motorola XPR series for both GMRS and amateur and DMR.
That was the man I was referring to. I was just going to tell you that, God, I can never remember the name of the shop. I think it's just 10 as in the number 10 PC repair in Owasso. He does a lot of Motorola work.
Is that Travis out there?
I am not Travis. I just have a lot of experience with Motorola radios. Call sign is WRCY565, and I'm in the southeast corner of Oakland County.
Roger that. WSDM 993. Name is Chad Saginaw. So you're saying that those radios that I do got, you said that they probably can be programmed more than likely for the GMRS, you said?
Without knowing the specific number to the XPR, I mean, are they 4550s? Are they 7550Es, 550s, 5550s or 5550E mobile units? Those are the specific ones. And there's UHF R1, which is the lower part of the band. Most recommended for ham, our UHF R2, which is mostly recommended for GMRS bands. They are DMR capable, but that's when you get into your ham license and other DMR licenses and things like that you're going to need. It's going to add up on you. This is a wise investment of mine for the radios that I have. But I also use my radios outside of GMRS and amateur. I have commercial bands in there for a side job that I have and other things. If you're going to seriously get into Motorola, you know, make sure you know what you're getting into. And do you know any of the HT or mobile numbers you have, like an XPR 5550 or something like that? Because if it says 5380 or any other of those numbers, they're not going to be compatible because they're up.
Yeah, roger that. I copy. The handhelds, the two handhelds that I currently have, Motorola XPR 6350.
Okay, I timed out on my last transmission. That's my bad, and I apologize. The 60 or the 6000 series or the 6300 series, I'm not that familiar with. It's been a while since I played with those. But, you just got to make sure when you look at the model number, and you can break down the whole code number that's on the back of the sticker there. It starts usually with AA something. You're going to want to see if you want to get a capable model which has a W in it. If it has an R in it, it's fully loaded, so it's like buying a stripped-down Corvette versus a fully loaded Corvette, and you can build the radio. But you got to get a lot of permissions and things like that, and they're not for the beginner is all I'm saying. I don't mean that to, cut anybody down, but... you're going to buy a radio like that, and it's not going to fulfill your needs. It's just, you just got a lot of show and glow and nothing to show for it. I mean, my radios have the capability of running several frequencies, several zones, and everything else, especially my HT. That is my go-to radio with everything. And as a matter of fact, it's being in the process of being reprogrammed right now. I usually only let Motorola certified people play with it.
Copy that. Definitely, for sure. Even if they are programmable to for GMRS, you're saying it may be pretty expensive.
I bought my set of radios that are XDRs, 7000 series mobiles and or HTs and 5000 series mobile units, and I have one as a base right now of the two. You can find them on eBay, but just make sure, like I say, you get the right number, model number, or the right serial number, or the extended model number, which, like I said, starts out with AA something or another. And you got to make sure it covers the band that you're looking for, because in UHF, if you're going to use it for GMRS, you're going to want UHF R2. If you want it for ham and GMRS, you're going to want UHF R1. Those are little things you got to look at in the model number. Read all the specifications clearly to make sure they do cover the bands that you need. And remember, Motorola radios are only one frequency. They do not make commercial radios are under with just one band in them. So if you want to use a ham radio with 70 centimeter and 2 meter, you won't be able to do it unless you buy higher off the list, municipality radio, government type radio. But those, I have no use for those radios. WRC Wi-Fi 65.
Roger that. Okay. All right, man. Well, I appreciate all the information there. Appreciate it very much. Thank you again, and greatly appreciate it. WSDM 993, clear and monitoring.
Hey, 993, send me a picture of them, too, the labels underneath the battery. I'm just curious. Just curious to see what you got over there.
Roger that. Yeah, we can do that here. Just give me a few minutes or whatever, and I can do that, definitely. Hey, Rick, I just sent it to you in there, WSBM 993.
All right, cool. Thanks. That's good. I'll let you know if you got anything worth playing with. I don't have the stuff to program, but like you said, I know who does, so if it's worth it, then I'll tell you how to get in touch with him, and he might be able to get a program for you. It'd be like, you know, that's my
name. 10 page WSDM 993, I also sent it to you as well.
Yeah, it was pulling in my driveway here, so I'm going to sign off anyway, but I'll take a look at it, get with you.
Roger that. I only sent the handheld. I didn't send the mobile, so I still have to do that yet. But or do I not need to do that, or do I still need to do the mobile too, or just the handheld will work?
We're all working together on the same system. Then looking at the portables will tell me where the mobiles are as well. But when you get a chance, send a picture of the mobile anyway.
Roger that. Okay, sounds good. WSDM 993, clear and monitoring the frequency.
Zebra 810, signing off.
Hey, Rick, are you still out there in New Lothrop? WSDM 993. Yeah, I need to actually write your call sign down because I never get it right. Can you give that to me real quick again?
WITG 959.
WITG 959?
Yep.
That. Okay. Did those pictures come through for you?
I have not even looked. My phone is all the way on the other side of the house right now. But I will. It's going to take some investigating, too. I'm going to have to put in some numbers into the computer and do some research. But I will let you know as soon as I know anything about it.
All right, man. Appreciate it. No problem. Thanks again, WSDM 993 Clear and Monitoring.
Yeah.
ATG 959, Mulberry.
WSBM 993, monitoring portable.
WSAA 336, can I get a radio check, please?
WSBM 993, Chuck, Chad here, sounding good on this end.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I got her to work, my friend. DB 20, over.
Roger that. DB20 sounding real good, man. Loud and clear. You're on it right now. It's sounding loud and clear, my friend. You got it hooked up in the house, or you have it hooked up in your vehicle?
I'm in my house, and I got the antenna just pounded right straight out off the metal siding in my office here.
Hey, roger that. On the Saginaw repeater, program it yet for Bay City repeater to see if you're able to connect to the Mayville or to the Bay City repeater?
Negative. You're the first person I talked to, and I'm trying to figure that part out. I went to my repeater and clicked on the map, and I got all the information I needed. And then I programmed them on my radio, but I don't see it coming up on my radio. I just have a number on there is all over.
Roger that. Yeah, I think you got to go into the radio and manually program it to the if you want to name those, like Saginaw or Bay City, or you have to hook it up to. I don't know, the programming or something, and do it that way. I think you can do it, too. I think you can do it either way, but I'm not exactly 100%.
Yeah, copy that. I did program it in right at their website, and I got everything programmed in there. But it doesn't show up on my face, on my screen, over.
Hey, roger that. Yeah, I hear you. But, yeah, man, it's sounding really good, man. Crystal clear, loud and clear, sounding really well, clear. Everything's sounding real good on it, man. You got it on medium power or high, or what power setting do you have it on?
Well, I was listening to Jack, and he said he's got his on low, and he can hit Saginaw, so that's what I did. I set all of them up on low power, over.
Oh, okay, because Jack always told me to run everything on medium, is what he always told me, to run everything on medium power. That's what I normally do on the DV20, and I have the handhelds on high power, but... I guess whatever works for you, I guess, or whatever. But, yeah, well, that's good, man. I'm glad it's working out for you, man. That's awesome. I'm on my handheld right now. Is it sounding okay to you right now?
Oh, yeah, you're coming in really good. Yeah, I wouldn't know the difference.
Roger that, definitely. Yep, it's definitely working for you. So you think you're going to keep that one hooked up in the house there, or are you going to end up putting that in the vehicle, you think, or whatever, the DV20? Or are you going to take them back and forth, or take it back and forth?
Oh, I'm definitely going to take it in the car. I might put it in my truck when I leave and try to pick up different areas, you know. Now that I got a 20 power, that might make all the difference in the world, because I was just on, you know, my handheld is 8 watts, and this one's 20, so I'm interested to see how far I can reach out. Let's put it that way. Over.
Roger that. Yeah, I copy that for sure. And you got the Nagoya magnet mount for your antenna, correct? Is that what you're using for mobile antennas, the Nagoya?
Affirmative. I got that, and I'm also working off from a, I don't know, it's like 12.5 volt, right in the house, running the radio off net. So it's working good.
Roger that. Yeah, you mean the power supply or whatever. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, man, it's doing great. It's sounding, it's crystal clear, every loud and clear, everything's sounding really well. It's definitely doing the job that a DV20 should be doing. So it's definitely, you know, kicking butt and sounding really good, man, no doubt. But yeah, Chuck, you hang in there, my friend, and we'll definitely talk again. I'll be monitoring and probably jump off of here for right now and just monitor. And it was good talking with you. And this will be WSDM 993 clear and monitoring after your final.
Yeah, I was glad you were the first one I talked to, my friend. You take her easy. Have a good night. This is WSAA 336, and I'm off on the side.
WITG 959 going.
WITG 959, Rick, WSBM 993, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm in the back on my handheld, so I didn't know if you were trying to text me back or not. I forgot to grab my phone when I came back here.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I replied back to you there. What I said was, what all can you program to it, and what all is programmed in it now is what I sent to you in the text. So, what all is programmed in it now besides the GMRS, I guess?
I've only got two, which is the Mayville and the Flint programmed in that one right now. But that's because it's pretty much all I ever use. I don't go anywhere with it, so. But I can put the rest of them in there, and then it's got just about all the ham repeaters in it, and a couple other UHF repeaters in it. I think that's all I got in there.
Hey, roger that. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind, I guess I wouldn't mind maybe listening or whatever to some ham radio communication, just monitoring, of course, because I can't transmit. So maybe if you can, I don't know if there's a way you can set it up to where it can just be programmed to monitor and listen to the ham bands or the ham frequency that you have in there. And like make it to, is there a way that you can make it to where I can't key it or transmit the, take out the PI or something like that to where I don't accidentally do it on accident or something? Is there a way that you can do that?
There is, but if I do it, then you'll have to bring it back to me once you get your ham license to be able to talk on it, because I don't think you can turn it back on through the radio. I think it has to be done through the software.
Roger that. Yeah, I just don't want to, you know, accidentally, you know, make a mistake or something, and, you know, just accidentally, you know, be talking on the ham frequencies on accident or something. If I get on the wrong frequency, that's the only thing that I worry about, you know.
if you do accidentally do it, just go, oops, wrong frequency, sorry guys. That's all you gotta do. I mean, when you listen to ham, after you've listened to ham for a little while, you'll realize there's about 1.5 billion people out there for chunking living shit out of it. I mean, on the weekend, it's pretty much all you hear. You don't hear people talking on the ham on the weekends. All you hear is ka-chunk, 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 ka-chunk. It's freaking ridiculous. So if you accidentally ka-chunk it a few times, nobody's going to know the difference.
Right, I hear you on that one, for sure. Yeah, I guess, you know, I guess whatever it's programmed for now, I guess, you know, we could just leave it that way, I guess, if, you know, if you're okay with that. Maybe just add in those other frequencies, you know, like have the Saginaw repeater, the Flint repeater, the Mayville, you know, and then maybe add a couple of those other repeaters that aren't in there that you don't have in there. But, I mean, other than that, I guess that would be pretty good, I guess.
Yeah, I just got to add the Saginaw and the Saginaw Bay City. I'll put Detroit back in there just in case you travel down that way. Trying to think. Maybe the Mount Clemens, too. Yeah, I'll throw the Mount Clemens one in there, too. That pretty much covers that area down there. I'll just throw all those back in there, and then they'll be labeled, so you'll be able to hit over where they're at. I mean, it's just like any other handheld. It's got dual bands. So what I do is I keep the bottom on GMRS, and I keep the top on ham, and just switch back and forth when I want to talk on it, whichever one. So basically, if you just keep the, you know, the main channel on GMRS, you won't accidentally key up.
Roger that. Is there a way that you can put make it to where the GMRS is on top and the ham is on the bottom? Is there a way that you can put it that way for me by any chance, or no?
Yeah, you can do it either way. It's just like I said, it's just like any other handheld. You know, you just turn the channel knob until you get to the GMRS channels and leave those on the top and leave the ham on the bottom, whatever. I'll have it all set up. Unfortunately, it doesn't have banks, or I'd put them in banks, but it doesn't have banks. So, we'll just, like I said, we'll keep your A as GMRS and your B as ham, and you just keep it on A all the time.
Hey, Roger that. Yeah, definitely. That Motorola, those Motorolas that I got, like you were saying, those can be programmed for GMRS, the handhelds and the mobile, correct?
Yep, they are both, the handheld and the mobile are both just UHF band. They're not DHF, UHF, they're just UHF, but they are UHF all the way up to 470, so the GMRS channels will program into it and transmit on it, and they are also digital. So eventually down the line, you get your ham ticket and you want to go digital, you'll be able to program that one DMR for the digital channels, which will be cool.
Roger that. Now, for a programming cable or software, I mean, is there a programming cable that I would have to order for that to program it for the GMRS?
Yeah, unfortunately, it takes a whole different animal for a cable. So, you have to get the specific cable for that model. And, like I said, they're on Amazon for $20. And then the software, I'm working on bootlegging that right now. They say it's free, but you have to get it free, you have to show proof of purchase. So not going to get it that way, so I'm just going to have to go through my regular channels and bootleg it.
Roger that. So you would know how to program them then, is what you're saying then, basically, then. Is that correct?
Yep. Once I get a charger and the cable, get it charged up, then I'll start playing with it, and I will figure it out. I usually do. Apparently, they can be programmed to do all kinds of stuff. so it's going to be probably some YouTube watching while I'm waiting to get the charger and the cable for. But I will figure it out.
Roger that. WSBM 993 for radio ID. Now the programming cable for the mobile and the programming cable for the handheld is probably two different cables, I'm assuming, correct?
Yep. One's like a data cable with a almost like a regular headphone jack on the end of it, and then the one for the handheld has got this big weird looking adapter on it. So there's two different animals.
I'll come back on that again. It was real staticky. I didn't get much of that.
Fed. Yeah, they are two different animals. One looks like a, you know, one's got a USB end and a like a stereo headphone jack looking thing on the end of it, and that's for the mobile. And the one for the handheld has got this big long adapter looking doohickey that actually screws into the side of it. So, yeah, they're two different cables, unfortunately.
Copy that, yeah, for sure. All right, yeah, sounds good, man. But, yeah, like I said, the programming for the other radio there, the RT20, yeah, like I said, you know, the Saginaw, Bay City, Flint, you know, the ones that you had mentioned. What ham frequencies are in there, like Saginaw, Midland, Bay City, the different, like, place, Detroit? Well, what frequencies for ham is in there?
Pretty much everything. You could pretty much go from the southern edge of the state up to the UP and be able to talk all the way up and down on the link repeaters. They're pretty much all in there. I don't think I have any that are missing. Like I said, and I got it both on VHF and UHF side, so if one doesn't work, you know, if you have a hard time getting into a VHF repeater, you just switch over to the UHF repeater and go into that one. It's the good thing about ham is they have it on both sides. So, but yeah, you can pretty much talk all the way up and down the state.
Copy that one. So you said airband. That must be like the planes and stuff, like Delta Airlines and different airplanes and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, it's basically all your towers and everything. For like listening to like Flint Bishop, I can usually pick up Flint Bishop, Owasso Towers, Cleveland Tower, which pretty much runs all of the Central Michigan towers as far as their air traffic control goes. A couple military ones every once in a while, but you need an airband antenna though, just a, you know, just a whip that screws into the top of it, but because airband is AM, everything else is FM. The FM antennas will pick it up, but it's really noisy. It's not very clear. If you get an AM band airband antenna, then they pick up really clear.
Copy that one for sure. Now the antenna that's on there now is that real long one, that funny looking one, is what I call it. I mean, it's not really a funny, I mean, it just looks different, but that's the antenna that you have on there now, right?
No, that radio actually didn't come with an antenna. I've got it hooked up to my Diamond out on the garage. That's what I've got it hooked up to. But you can hook up pretty much any UHF, VHF antenna to it, and it works fine. I've used a couple different ones on it.
After that, yeah, so it won't come with an antenna, then I can just put one of mine on there then, basically? Or, I mean, what kind of an antenna will I have, UHF, VHF antenna?
Yeah, I'm sure you've got a 771, don't you? I think you said you had a Brie or a Redivis or something, a 771 GMRS antenna. Stick that on there.
All right, yeah, that one there will do the job on it, I think, yeah, for sure, definitely. All right, man, yeah, sounds good, appreciate it then, we'll probably do it tomorrow is what I'm thinking. If tomorrow don't work, what other day works for you? Did you get that, WSBM 993?
Yeah, I was on the switch radio, that thing was getting fuzzy on me. It's a good radio and a good antenna, but 30 miles away from where a feeder gets a little fuzzy sometimes. Yeah, just any day during the week after 1, I'm usually home from my treatments by 1, unless the damn shuttle's running late, but that hasn't happened but once so far. So, besides, actually with this, well, yeah, if you're going to be using it in the car, you're going to want to look at your 770 or your 71 that's on the roof. You lift this thing to that, you got the DB20 in there, never mind. But even if you want to use it at home, you could use that antenna too. You know, I was thinking the other day after we talked, if you would a length of coax, and just leave the antenna on the roof of the car and then run it from the car into the window, into your house, it would probably work fine like that.
You said if I did what again with the coax or whatever, what were you saying?
I said if you parked your car in the driveway there, you could probably just run a length of coax to the car, leave the antenna on the roof of the car so you don't have to keep pulling it on and off, and just run it through a window into the house, and it'll probably work good on there, just sitting on top of your car.
Copy that for sure, definitely. I could probably do that too. But any of these antennas that I got for my handhelds over here will work on that. Is that a female or male?
Just a standard SMA map, just like every other handout, or SMA female, sorry. Just like every other handout you got, every antenna you got will fit on it. It's just like I said, you got to remember, even though it's got 20 watts, it doesn't improve your receive. So if your antennas don't receive that great in the house, this one's going to receive just like any other handheld you've got. It's just going to have more power going out. So I'd advise probably either using the Nagoya on it or just make sure you got a decent antenna. I don't think I have anything that's really going to be any better than what you have that I can throw on it. I don't know. I'll look around. I'll see what I've got. Maybe I've got something we can throw on there that'll work a little better than the one you have, because you just got that a free one, right?
Yeah, that's on, that one's hooked up on one of my other radios, yeah.
Is that the one you use when you hit the repeaters on your handheld from inside the house?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay, then you'll probably be fine then. If your other handheld, like I said, if your other handheld can hit it, then this thing's definitely going to hit it with a hell of a lot more. And it does have a really good receive on it, too. So it's better than a lot of the other handhelds that I've had. I'm pissed because I got that UV32. I just got that one, and it sucks. The receive on it is terrible. I even put my Comet on it. It doesn't receive for crap.
Yeah, this UG5G Plus that I have, the receive on it's kind of crappy, too, a little bit.
It just pisses me off because everybody was bragging about how good they were and everything, and I get it, and it's like, it's terrible.
It goes to show you can't believe everything you read as far as radio go on the internet. I had it. My little H3 picks up way better than that UG32 does. Way, way, way better. I can't even hear the flint repeater on the ham side in my house on it. With a regular antenna on top of it, to where every other one of my phones, or my other handhelds, I can pick up, just about all of them pick up that repeater without any problem. That UV32 will not pick up that repeater.
Copy. All right, man. Well, yeah, sounds good. Appreciate everything. We'll probably get in touch tomorrow, then after 1, and then we'll figure it out and go from there. I'll probably jump off of here, kick back and monitor, get ready to watch the news here and stuff. But other than that, Rick, man, appreciate it, and we'll be in touch with you. WSBM 993 clear and monitoring after your final.
All right, then. I will talk to you tomorrow. WIGG959, monitoring.
WSHW556, clear. Thank you.